This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC. And we have two fine gentlemen here in the studio lounge. Mr. Nick Coleman from Credit Unions for Kids or Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. How are you, sir?
Excellent. Thanks for having us, Mike.
You're all welcome. Which one is it? Is it Credit Unions for Kids or Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, or does it matter?
It doesn't quite matter.
Are they kind of interchangeable?
Interchangeable. Okay. I work for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Credit Unions for Kids is a program of Children's Miracle.
Gotcha.
So it's one of the many ways we fundraise.
All
one
right.
of the most successful ways we fundraise.
No doubt.
That's
no
sure.
doubt.
Yeah.
And we have Mr. Paul Dion from Filing Research Institute. How are you, Paul? Good to see you
Doing
again.
Great. Good to see you too,
good.
Mike.
Good. How's
happy to
the
be here. Yeah.
What's that?
Happy to be here.
Oh, I'm happy you guys are here too. Now I get to talk to you.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
So how's the conference going for you guys, Nick?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. We have a booth in the exhibit hall, and appreciate everyone that stops by. We love to hear conversations here from folks on their fundraising success.
Mm-hmm.
The passion they have for the programs really always inspires me when I'm here. We also got to, we have one of our founders is Marie Osmond, and she's a great advocate
is she here?
For us. Unfortunately, not in person, but virtually, she's here. Don't worry.
So
she filmed a video for all of the attendees here at JC, and yesterday talked to credit unions, thanking them for their huge impact. This might be an appropriate time to share an exciting announcement, if you don't mind. Last year, Credit Unions for Kids had a fundraising record of over $14 million in a single year. That's amazing. Thank you very much, Credit Unions.
$14 million. Well done.
It's outstanding. And so she, of course, wanted to recognize as many credit union folks as she could for, for all everyone's support. So she had a video they played on during the general session yesterday.
Right on.
Yeah,
she's good people for sure. And she's been here as well.
She's
so,
been here.
Yeah.
We're going to get her back.
Good.
For sure.
Good. That'll be a big draw for sure. And Paul? What are some takeaways for the, any highlights for the conference for you as well?
Or? Lots of highlights. You know, everybody says JC's a marathon, and it feels like everybody's sprinting all the time.
Yeah. I know. It's a very fast marathon.
It's a very fast marathon. I'm not used to quite that fast level of marathons, but it's been fantastic. I just got off of the breakout panel on DEI with our fellow, our research fellow, Dr. Pernette Roberson and John Bissell, and just it was fire. It was a really powerful panel.
There's some really good sessions. Not that there
really
aren't ever, but man, this year, there's some firecracker sessions for sure.
I can back that one up. It was remarkable.
Good, good. All right, so we're talking about how Credit Unions for Kids or Children's Miracle Network Hospitals working with Filene, because Filene has a report. Do you want to share that, some of that, or give us a quick overview of that report?
Absolutely, we'd love to do it. We've been partnering with Children's Miracle Network on a few projects in the past, and this is the most recent one. We just published a research report. You know, you think about credit unions, and they're concerned with financial services. And obviously, they want to fulfill their mission to their members, and they focus on financial well-being for their members. It's kind of a narrow slice, right? If you think about financial well-being, one of the easy ways to see if maybe somebody's not experiencing financial well-being is think about bankruptcy. We look into the numbers, and we found that the leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States is medical debt. So we started digging in.
I believe it.
And we started working with Nick and sort of looking at the data and seeing what we could find. And we uncovered a whole wealth of issues and struggles that Americans face with healthcare.
Yeah.
And what we did with the research project was we kind of came up with a schematic diagram to help credit unions understand what's going on here and where do credit unions fit in and how can they make a difference in their members' lives. And it turns out that, you know, economic stability, that financial well-being, people's ability to have good, full financial lives is only one piece of the puzzle. They also need access to healthcare, right? So if you don't have access to good healthcare, and we found that 39% of Americans are not taking necessary medications because they can't afford it. Right?
So that's so scary.
You want to have that access to healthcare, and if you don't have access, well, then it goes to another part, which is your physical and your mental health. So if you're not taking your necessary medication, if you're delaying medical care because you can't afford it, that's affecting your physical
and
your mental
health. That's a vicious cycle right there.
It's a cycle.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle. And so we illustrated that in the report. And then what we did is we showed credit unions, where are the toe holds? How can you get involved in your members' lives to make a difference when it comes to these issues? It's a complex problem, but there are places where credit unions can get involved and help their members, especially if they fully understand the the complexity of what's going on in their lives.
And so how are you bringing in the folks at Children's Miracle Network Hospitals?
Well,
how do they come in?
They've been at this for a lot longer than Feline has, right? So Feline does research on a whole host of topics.
Okay.
But when it comes to medical debt, when it comes to supporting members' medical needs and the financial pieces behind those needs, I'm sitting next to the experts here.
Ah, perspective.
Yeah, when the conversation started, it was something that I think that we at Siemens Hospitals believed to be true. We couldn't quite prove it. So for us, the motivation was we have a premier research institution within the industry that does outstanding work, and we've seen it before partnering with them. And we thought, let's dig into the research and let's find out like the true roots and causes and data behind it and the real situations that people are experiencing, mm-hmm. so we can understand mm-hmm. it more holistically, mm-hmm. explain the challenges to the credit union industry mm-hmm. through the research Filene has done, and then take that a step further at Siemens Hospitals, because showcasing that there is a challenge is one thing, proving solutions is another,
yeah.
and we believe credit unions for kids is a real solution that people, when credit unions are currently fundraising $14 million a year, that's just one more way to show that credit unions truly are making an impact on mm-hmm. families and communities' financial well-being through what Children's Hospitals can offer to a community. And what they offer, it's more than what you might traditionally expect. It's more than, and this is, I don't mean to simplify this at all, but I feel like you kind of expect you go to your children's hospital when your child is sick and they help you, they provide really good advanced care, they're world class, mm-hmm. but what you don't always realize is they do a lot more than that. They're on the front lines in the community, supporting affordable housing, supporting job development and training. Mm-hmm. They get into the weeds with taxes and legal aid and so much more, and it's unique for each children's hospital and what their community needs.
Right.
But it's really been awesome for me to learn through this process too, the full scope of what a children's hospital is really offering to a community, because mm-hmm. it's really impactful, and I just can't say enough for the work that Paul and his team have done at Filene, because it's really, I think, going to help provide an important new narrative to the industry's financial well-being mm-hmm. for all lens.
So. Yeah, because that kind of segues my next question. What do you want, what's the call to action for this report? I mean, what do you want, how can credit unions help?
Yeah, so, well, there are a lot of ways that they can help,
yeah.
and that was one of the things we wanted to do with the report and this partnership, is not just raise awareness, which is part one.
Sure.
It's really important for credit unions to understand the scope of the problem.
Yeah.
But then what are the ways that they can make a difference,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously providing financial services that are member-focused, with superior member services, the first piece of the puzzle. Credit unions have been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
They're already good at that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to medical care, it's a little bit more complicated, right? So there may be opportunities for credit unions to partner with children's hospitals, to partner with other providers of medical care
mm-hmm.
and see where they can fit in and mm-hmm. how they can support members in their time of need,
yeah.
right? Because a lot of times those medical needs are unexpected. And so how can the credit union meet their member at that moment,
yeah.
right? And be there for them and provide them that support just in time.
Yeah.
But there's also longer term issues, people with chronic illness that they're dealing with, people that maybe can't afford their medications.
They can't get out of
credit unions need to really understand what are the challenges that their members are facing and then what are the right products and solutions to really deliver on those specific challenges. Because it might not be an auto loan, right? In some cases an auto loan, we know what that is and that works really well.
It's a little bit different.
But this is a different type of need. And so really listening to the member and understanding where they are and what that need is so they can come up with just the right solution.
Right, right. And who better than a credit union to do something like that? This is definitely in the wheelhouse of what they do.
Part of the DNA.
Yeah,
Part of the DNA.
No doubt. And your former colleague, George Hochheimer, rode across the country on his bicycle.
Indeed.
Raising money for folks who got in trouble for their medical debt. So
yes, he did.
So when you mentioned that, I went right to George and his nationwide bicycle tour.
That's right.
It's a well-known fact out there that this is an issue out there. So,
and unfortunately, the trend is not going in the right direction.
Yeah, it's going the other way.
It's increasing.
Well,
it's
as healthcare costs increase as well.
That's right.
And inflation ain't helping out either. My gosh. Ugh. But thankfully, credit unions are there, and folks like you guys are out there creating awareness for this, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, where do we go from here with this? What are the next steps besides creating awareness?
We would invite everyone at least to join a webinar that we're hosting, Siemens Hospitals and Filene. It's coming up pretty soon. It's on March 9th. It would be 11 a.m. Central Time.
If
you're in my time zone. We're going to talk and go into dive into more detail about what the research shows. We're going to talk into more detail, of course, about solutions that we recommend credit unions mm-hmm. activating on. And so that's, I think, step number one. Okay. And then from there, we're probably going to continue to learn from credit unions on what they're doing and how we can better help support them and impact them. And cool. Yeah.
Right on. Paul?
All right.
Yeah. Join us on the webinar next week.
Okay.
Come to filene.org and download the research report.
Thank you.
It is open access. Yeah. Anybody can download it and access
good
it.
Good deal.
And there will be more to come.
Okay, good. Yeah, we'll put the link in the show notes too, not only to the webinar, but the report as well. Perfect. So they can get to it. And
absolutely.
I better get this posted before March 9th as well. So pressure's on.
Please, top, yeah.
We'll get it up there. All right, guys. Anything else to add, gentlemen? Any final thoughts here?
This is great. Thank you again, Mike.
You are welcome. Always glad to have you guys in here. You guys do great work.
And thanks to all the viewers too for all your support.
Yep. $14 million, my gosh.
Well, and the momentum continues. We're
indeed
excited for another good year.
Let's top it again, 2023.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.